escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We told you last week about a letter from the Holy Joe Society, a government watchdog group urging the Missouri Attorney General and state auditor to investigate that payout to new and now former superintendent Mike Dominguez. He was hired in March but resigned well before the first day of classes, still receiving, though, a year's salary, $250,000. The state auditor's office says they are looking into that. This is now part of a follow-up to a December audit that already rated the district poor, the lowest possible score. That report cited financial mismanagement and transparency issues, including that $78 million cost overrun on the construction of Francis Howell North High School.
Yeah, part of the Channel 4 report yesterday on what's going on out in Francis Howell. I asked our state auditor, Scott Fitzpatrick, to give us a few minutes this morning, and he was kind enough to do so. Sir, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. Good to have you on again.
It's great to be back.
Absolutely. So what are you looking into exactly with Francis Howell currently?
Well, we did an audit on Francis Howell last year that came out at the end of the year. And they got a poor rating, which is the lowest possible outcome for one of our audits. And there were a lot of issues. Obviously, this is all before this situation with the superintendent that they hired and then are paying out for not working. And so we, as a result of them having a poor result in their audit, were already planning to be back in Francis Howell this fall to do a follow-up review and look at how they're doing on implementing recommendations from that audit. And so this is going to just be added to that review. We're just going to look at what happened here. Why are they paying almost $250,000 and essentially what appears to be a severance package to someone who didn't end up ever working a day on the job at Francis Howell and has, I guess, subsequently gotten a new job over near Oklahoma City. So a lot of questions I think that taxpayers deserve to get answers to. And, you know, it's another kind of sad situation developing in a school district that's already had a lot of problems over the last few years.
I cannot imagine that this whole fiasco with the superintendent is going to help their rating in any way. So what happens when you go back this fall, you do that follow-up review? If they're poor again, what's the next step?
Well, what we do in a follow-up review, it's not an audit. It's a review of the previous findings, and then if there are any new issues that we know about, we add those to that review as well. But it's not done to auditing standards, so we won't issue a rating. We'll issue a report that basically looks at each finding and how they've done at implementing the recommendations, if they've implemented them, if they've partially implemented them, or if they haven't done anything at all to implement them. And so,
yeah, what happens if they haven't? You know, like, are they at risk of losing funding, or what are the potential consequences?
Well, the extent that they are violating the law in some way, like one of the findings in the last audit was they had an issue with the way they were reporting attendance, and they were overpaid from the state. It wasn't a tremendous amount of money given the scope of the state budget and the Francis Howell budget, like $11,000. If we find something that indicates that they have been overcompensated or overpaid, then yeah, they could lose funding as a result of that. But generally, this is for the taxpayers and for the Board of Education to know what's going on in the school district. And the taxpayers of Francis Howell School District and the voters in Francis Howell School District are the ones that get to decide who's on the school board. And if they get a follow-up report that shows, hey, after this poor audit came out a year ago, the district has done nothing to implement the recommendations or improve the operations of the district. To me, if I was a school board member up for re-election next year, I'd be pretty concerned about that coming out, because the voters have a decision on who is going to serve on the school board.
That's a great point. Scott Fitzpatrick, our guest, Missouri State Auditor. Not only do they have a poor performance record with your audits, we have a poor performance record with voter turnout in these school board elections. So, you know, we end up with what we get because people don't get off their duffs and get out and vote. That's been a bone of contention with me for a long time. In this particular case, would your audit look into how contracts are dealt with? Because this seems to be a case where the guy was brought in, some headhunter firm found him, the board approved his contract. They then heard, well, maybe there's something going on in his background that we should double check. So they delayed his start. He was scheduled to start a month later than normal, which means his one-year contract was already underway. And then he resigned and left. I don't know how many jobs in the world there are where you go ahead and get paid for not working, but in this case, that's what appeared to happen.
Yeah, we'll definitely look at the contract they entered with the headhunting firm, if they engage one to find this candidate who they ended up hiring and then didn't end up working. We'll look at that contract, and we'll also look at the contract with the I guess former employee that never worked, and what was in that contract that constituted paying him $229,000 for not working a day at the district. And basically the decision-making process of how they arrived at entering a contract that would put them in that situation. Because they had a lot of contract issues previously.
Yeah.
In the previous audit they had with the high school that they built, that was supposed to be like $80 million that ended up costing $160 million. There were a lot of conflicts in that decision-making process where they basically required the project management firm to hire an employee of the district to work for them. And it turned out that the lowest scoring firm that competed for that project management contract, the owner of that company was the brother of the employee in the district that the district wanted hired. And that employee would only work for his brother. And so the company that scored the lowest, the worst, that did the worst job competing on the RFP for the project management,
right,
is the one that got the job because they were related to the brother of the district employee. And so that's obviously a huge conflict of interest. It definitely contributed to the project going over budget by over 100%. And that's one of the things we'll be looking at is how they're doing procurements since that, because that was obviously a problem in the previous audit.
Yeah, I saw you just released an audit on the St. Louis Public Schools as well. More problems there, I guess a lot of us weren't surprised by, including, as you mentioned, in Francis Howell, unconstitutional attendance incentives.
Yeah, they paid $3.5 million in bonuses to their employees at the school district, which is a violation of the Constitution. The state Constitution prohibits payments for past performance to government employees. So nobody in any governmental office in Missouri is allowed to get paid a bonus for any reason. Their payment has to be part of a salary schedule.
Okay.
That's already in place. You can't go back after the fact and award bonuses. And the way that they did this thing is they called it an attendance incentive, but they gave a good chunk of the bonus. They made it in multiple payments, and at least the first payment, maybe the first two, were made to everybody regardless of whether or not they met the attendance incentive. So it wasn't really an incentive program at all, and it was a $3.5 million unconstitutional expenditure of taxpayer funds by the St. Louis Public School District. That was one finding. I mean, they had a lot of other issues. They spent $4,000 at Topgolf. They spent a couple thousand bucks at Caesar's Palace on a stay in Las Vegas.
Wow.
They had Airbnb rentals. They were spending money left and right, and the school district was handing out district credit cards like Halloween candy to employees all over the district, and had no policies in place to prevent those from being used incorrectly. So that you know, is a problem. That audit's still ongoing too. So we decided to release that one in two reports. There was a lot of issues in St. Louis public schools, and we looked at the ones related to the former superintendent and the Board of Education and the kind of the procurement, the hiring practices, the firing practices. They had people being paid salaries that were almost $50,000 above the top end of the salary schedule that the school board had approved. The superintendent had a, quote, cabinet. She had a cabinet that was basically almost the same size as the governor of Missouri's cabinet. And if you take the total salaries of her cabinet and compare it to the salaries of the governor's, I haven't done the math, but I'm pretty sure hers makes more.
Wow.
So it's pretty, I mean, we're talking about the governor of a state versus the superintendent of a school district. The way that they're spending the money over there is just outrageous.
Well, we're glad you're bird dogging that, Scott. We appreciate your time this morning, my friend. Thank you.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Good talking to you guys.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again soon. That is the Missouri State Auditor, Scott Fitzpatrick. I bet he's seen some stuff
since
he's taken over that job.
I'd never heard that figure, that her cabinet or whatever you want to call it was comparable to the governor's, and that they were maybe even making more when you added up all the salaries. That it was Keisha Scarlett, right? Was the superintendent who all this stuff happened under?
Yeah.
How, again, it goes back to the whole situation with the superintendent out of Francis Howell Schools. How does this happen? How are there not more people who are aware of this going on and say, I'm sorry, this doesn't smell right. Something's fishy about this whole thing. It blows my mind that this happens.
Well, hopefully it gets the light of day shown on it here at some point, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.